Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends Room on the Rock here in Seattle, and time to celebrate with our brand new 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing. As always, a portion of net proceeds from the beer go to our three Fisher House locations. That's where military and veteran families can stay free of charge while a loved one is in the hospital. The Men's Room 20th anniversary lager available in stores and bars now as we say cheers to 20 years. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And we celebrate the Pride Parade on Sunday on a Bad Choice Friday with the Village People. Turn it up.
Yeah.
Village People and YMCA take it on. Cher on a Bad Choice Friday.
Do you believe in life after love?
Vote now. You got a couple minutes to do so if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. By the way, Mike, how is the voting looking?
Looking a little one-sided over here, Miles. Not going to lie.
Is that right?
It's leaning in one direction.
I see what you're saying. All right. Okay. Vote now on Bad Choice Friday at Men's Room Live, if you follow us on X. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
And birthdays brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly. There we go. Dip responsibly.
Birthdays.
Birthdays.
All the naked ladies. My daughter Jasmine's birthday is Sunday.
Oh.
Now, I know you don't get birthday wishes, so it's not of the day. And I know Julie. Why in the hell did you send this in?
You know we're not going to do it.
God. I've known Julie for years. No.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Julie lives down in Lacey.
You know how this works.
Damn it, Julie.
Yeah, come on, Julie.
Freaking A.
Disgusting.
She's a bartender, too. You think a bartender would be, you don't know the rules, right? At a casino.
I hope that Jasmine daughter of yours gets to have somewhat of a good birthday.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
such a terrible mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she won't hold on until she's 40.
No. All of y'all's day is revolution number 28 around the bright yellow ball. Rapidly approaching my 30s here, boys, so can I get a big old bong rip? Your penis is too small. And the dirty German saying just how they would do this to a dirty little puppy like me. Rock on, guys. That from Carter. Carter's your dirty little puppy.
You get to get...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're a dirty little puppy, that makes it easy. Obviously, we'll do it doggy style.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll play hide the bone. So you could dig it up. So I don't like this talk, even if it's a dirty German.
You guys are dirty, though.
Yeah.
He's a dirty little puppy.
Yeah, we try not to use the term puppies.
Yeah.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Want to send a big birthday wish to my wife, Christy, who is 29 years young today and 21 years of experience. If she could get some wisdom from the captain and what she can expect from the dirty Germans when we embark on our quest to fortune at the Muggle Shoots tonight. And why not some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks for always being there. Lots of love. That from Brian.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Some advice from the captain. It's real simple, and if you live by these simple words, you'll live a long, healthy life. Don't buy your heroin from Consuela. It's always dirty. Crunch berries. Yeah, he is not wrong about Consuela and her dirty heroin.
Yeah, I think the thing is, have a fun time using your fingers to play with the dirty sluts.
Yeah.
No, sluts.
Always bet on black.
All right. Give me a couple dad jokes.
I love that term when I'm shooting craps.
I know. Dad joke Friday. Guys, I went to the doctor with hearing problems. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, Homer is the fat yellow dude.
Wait a minute, say that again?
I went to the doctor with hearing problems. Uh-huh. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, Homer's the fat yellow dude.
Yeah, no. Yep, yep. All right.
What else we have on there? I think I was on it.
He was that proud of that one.
No, no.
Just the one and done?
I was trying to, I have more dad jokes and I did not get enough of them ready. You see.
One dad joke per.
That's right. Wishing my son, Leo, a very happy 32nd birthday. Can I get some thrill shot gun gets? Coach Ted telling him what to do in Connecticut in the summer and some dad jokes from Miles. Lots of love, guys. That from Mom and from Dad.
Get!
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 How old is he?
I say get!
32.
32? All right. Well, you're in Connecticut for the summer. Got a couple things for you. First, you got to go get a stuffy. That's a clam, stuffed with, like, stuffing and everything. They just call them stuffies. Trust me on this. Maybe a lobster roll. Then first and foremost, most importantly, get your car, get a friend, drive up to Cape Cod. You're going to stop at downtown Hyannis and go to Neptune's.
Hyannis.
Go to Neptune's. It's right next to Smith Family Popcorn. Used to be Smith Family Beer Garden. Now it's called Neptune's. Also, my nephew CJ's working. Little ginger fella. So make sure you give him some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, it's Connecticut. You should go to the beach. Enjoy that. I think the Mohegan Sun's up there. That's a big one.
Right.
A lot of stuff you could do in the Northeast. Don't get sunburned.
All right. Dad joke Friday.
Let's see here. What do we got?
I was out on a date. And she says, I'm a dog walker. I said, Walter. My name is Walter. Again, I'm a dog, Walter. Walker.
Walker.
I'm Walter.
That was dumb.
Did you write that one?
No, let me try it. I did not. Okay, you know what? Guys, I was out on a date and she said, I'm a dog walker. I said, Walter, my name is Walter.
All right.
All right. A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know any Walters. That's a lie.
Walter Kelly.
Yep, I know. As soon as I said that, I know three.
All the guys, today's my beautiful... You're going to start getting texts. Today's my beautiful girlfriend Christy's birthday. She keeps me on my toes and out of trouble and is the best woman a man could ask for. Want to celebrate her birthday with the captain talking about his adventures in the great city of Tampa Bay, Florida with the Buccaneers mascot, especially the time when they went to the Hard Rock Casino and met up with Tony the Tiger and the Keebler Elves. Thanks, guys. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. It's funny you bring up Tampa because the old Capitan tries to get to Tampa at least once a year to spend time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot whose name is, come on, Ted.
Captain Fear.
Captain Fear, that's right. Two captains taking on the town. And actually, he's the one who requested Tony the Tiger and the Keebler Elves join us at the Hard Rock Casino. Because that's where we all hang out with the aforementioned Consuela, sure. She has bad heroin, but she has a mouth like a plecostomus. Crunch berries.
Boom, I just want to wish my buddy John a very happy birthday. Can we get the captain talking about the time he got drunk and ended up...
easy.
I know what he's looking for.
With Aunt Jemima. And some dad jokes from Miles. A rock on, bitches. That from Trung Lee.
Yeah, going easy.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. You know, Trung, you bring up an interesting story, actually. The thing we always liked about Aunt Jemima before she lost her job was that she was always very vocal about what she liked. And one day, she spied Tony the Tiger grooming his backside, as cats do, and Jemima said, "I wish someone would do that to me." That's when I sprang into action and engaged in what they call analingus. Little known fact about Aunt Jemima, crunch bears.
Mmm. The syrup spout?
The syrup spout.
No. Dad joke Friday.
Her what? Lady dollop.
What is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze? What is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze?
A cow.
A shoe.
A shoe.
You say a cow.
I did. I did.
I mean, I guess they are made of leather.
And Ted, why couldn't the lizard get a girlfriend?
Why couldn't the lizard get a girlfriend? Why?
He had a reptile dysfunction.
All right. That's good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to do a birthday shout out to my boyfriend Travis. He's 35 today, and I just wanted to wish him a very happy birthday. That from Patty, Whiskey, and Remy, our dogs. Thanks so much.
Whiskey's not their kid.
Whiskey and Remy. I bet they have a Jeep Wrangler with a door.
Speaking of Remy, takes me back to Aunt Jemima.
And Ratatouille.
Oh, Michelle, can I get a 40th birthday shout out for myself, Brandon from Rhode Island? I would love a owl hitting the window and a OG face sandwich, and a knight just said that. Rock on, bitches.
Two Oregon fish sandwiches.
I just said that.
Ahoy. You mint suckers and thrill. Shout out to Tammy with a capital T on her Friday night birthday today, since she's been working so hard on maintaining a household while planning the best retirement party outside of all the land. Can she have Miles explain why she sometimes needs her fruit button pushed or pressed by some firm hands? As well as the dirty Germans informing her on how her gummy area might get even gummier tonight. Stay beautiful and happy July 4th in advance. That from Bacon.
Yeah, your fruit button will be pushed tonight. And as far as your gummy cave, it's not that it will get gummier, but something that rhymes with that.
Yeah, the funniest thing about the gummy cave is it's different than the gummy bear. No chewing.
And one more. Guys, it's Bacon's mom's birthday. She's 57 and a grandma of 10.
Damn!
Wow.
Mm.
She's doing today what she usually does, which is think of others as she is picking up a cake, balloons, and gathering friends for my retirement party tomorrow.
But what is she thinking about? I hate these sons of bitches, each and every one.
You gotta run an errands on her birthday?
Can we get the dirty German telling her why it's good to be Bacon's mom and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks, guys. That from Bacon and from Bacon's dad.
Yeah, there is no good reason to be Bacon's mom.
Yeah, I guess you're never bored since they have you running all the errands on your birthday.
Yeah, your birthday, 10 grandkids. They're like, yeah, how about you go get the balloons?
Yeah, so welcome, Mom.
All right. Dad joke Friday, I got some bacon jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bacon.
Bacon who?
Bacon a cake for your birthday.
All right. Yeah, she's picking one up.
Why did the pig go into the kitchen?
Why did the pig go into the kitchen?
To cook bacon. Which actor is now being quarantined for swine flu?
Kevin Bacon, that's exactly right.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BT.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here before Ted versus the FCC. I'm going to go really random, guys. This is for Miles. I've been scratching tickets for years. Hit small here and there.
It's a weird thing to call your testicles.
But put in more than I won until tonight. $10 ticket, bought four of them. Hit for $250,000. Still shaking and can't believe it. Again, $10 ticket. Buys four of them. Hit for $250,000.
Damn, man.
Dollars.
Good for you, dude.
$250,000.
How you feel, Miles?
I told him to go buy some weed. Maybe pay off the mortgage.
happy.
Let's see. Oh, the...
Or go to Vegas.
And blow it all.
That's right.
One hand. And throw at roulette. What's he betting on?
Black. Do you guys remember that guy like 2006, 2007 who actually did take his entire retirement savings, like 600 and some thousand dollars, and bet it on red and won?
For real?
Wow. They televised this thing.
How much money did he win?
I don't know, because the video kind of ends.
Right.
But it's old.
I think red and black are just 2-1.
Yeah. That makes sense. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Like if you pick one, a number, the numbers are much better.
Most important or embarrassing thing you forgot. Pacholo's the most important thing I forgot. I've got one that's worse than Miles screwing up his wife's name. Back in college, I was hot for an older student. Let's call her Maria. I made my moves. She invites me to a party. I thought, game on. But she wanted to introduce me to her daughter. Let's call her Jane. So being young, dumb, and all that, I took the hint, went out with Jane. On day 2 or 3, me and Jane are doing our thing. And I wanted to give her some of my best lines. So I said, oh, baby, oh, you're hot. I love you, Maria. Our record scratch, understandably, Jane did not react too well to that. And that, as they say, was the end of that. That from Thomas, the U.S. ambassador to Algonia. He says, I'll never say a name of anyone in the bedroom ever again. Wrong name. In college, got into trouble during coitus. Spoke out my previous girlfriend's name during sex. In my defense, there was not a long time in between the two. Not that that should be a good reason. Needless to say, I spent the night on the couch. At my own place. Didn't even finish the job. So I've never used, again, a name during happy time ever since. Yeah, rock on, bitches. That from Asian Dave from Rochester, New York.
Oh, Asian Dave, yeah.
You know Asian Dave.
He's, well, yeah. In Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester, Asian Dave.
Asian Dave.
Yeah.
Funny t-shirts. Afternoon, you filthy animals. Funny t-shirt I wore for the birth of both my kids reads, I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look. My wife loved it. My mom, not so much. That from Jacob. And let's see, a couple more. Guys, love the show. A few days behind catching up there on the Odyssey app. Asked a question about a coworker biting you or farting in your face. As someone who has worked in the restaurant industry my entire life, I'd say either or both. Some of the waitresses and bartenders are drop-dead gorgeous. Rock on, guys.
All right.
That from Ryan. And we'll do one more. Subject is night vision. We're talking about is it contact lenses?
Yeah, it was contact lenses, I guess, are going to be made available to the public if you want to see in the dark.
But it's like you see the green screen, right? Is that basically it?
I guess.
Okay.
Now, well, then we started talking about you could buy, like what the military uses and all that, now as a civilian.
Okay.
I think it shows bodies.
So yeah. Like thermal or?
So I think thermal is different. Night vision.
Right,
just,
night vision's the green. Thermal's the heat signature.
Right. Ola, Ted, on a previous show, you guys brought up night vision and said that you bet you can buy them as a civilian for $500. Here to say that you can, but they're as low as $2,000. For one lens, an entry-level device that is durable and good is a PVS-14. And very good, they're older ones, but that comes with older technology. I have one and use it for various purposes, such as going shooting at night, hikes, night walks, etc. It's also fun to grill a burger in the dark. Attached are some cool photos of my shenanigans. The experience is unlike none other, being able to see everything. You think that's cool? Try thermal. This is Lake Chelan. Take a look at some of those pictures.
I mean, it would be pretty cool. I mean, I don't need them, but it would be kind of awesome to go like fishing at night or
absolutely
like all that kind of stuff he's talking about. Like, yeah, that would be cool, man.
Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time. So this year, this week's Ted versus the FCC, dealing with Twyla, goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top, so twirly Twyla fought and unlocked taut curly locks. The way that we played Ted versus the FCC. You have to read that one time through, then three times fast for Twyla.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it's all right.
Come on, man, be confident.
Yeah, all right. Ooh. Twyla squats to twirl her yeah.
Okay, wow. Take two.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show.
Tater
Tots. Where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Hopefully we get through the first read this week.
Yeah.
The one time through.
It's just so slow and deliberate and horrible.
Okay. Yeah. This one, by the way, comes from our listener, Derek. And once again, Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks taut curly locks. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
God.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready, buddy.
Miles, I sincere thank you for printing it bigger.
Okay.
Let's see if that helps at all.
I do that for my mom's phone.
Yeah, I got shrimp.
I know, exactly.
He got shrimp. Look at that.
Jesus. All right. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocked taut curly.
Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God. Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven.
Our boy was struggling so hard. Oh my God in heaven. On the one time through.
Oh my God.
I'm glad that you beat your PR on this one there, Ted.
Oh my God.
My mind just won't let me say it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, even when he brought it up at the beginning of the show, I was like, I can't say it without saying that word.
Yep. Apparently you're right.
So we won't do this one in Bremerton.
We have one.
Oh, yeah. Not with the kids.
Not with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Send the kids to the arcade.
They're playing games.
They'll be fine.
They don't care. They'll find out.
Mommy, what's the...
They'll find out later in life.
Mr. Ted taught me a new word.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day and the weekend. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, cut to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Miles.
Miles.
Miles.
Miles.
You can call, hey, just call him Mike.
Miles Mike Montgomery.
Miles Montgomery.
At your service, sir.
Thank you. Three new species of frogs have been discovered in some of Peru's remote mountains.
That taste like spicy shrimp.
Spicy shrimp. Seven different kinds of shrimp. Sweet and sour shrimp. Three new frogs in Peru.
Thank God.
We needed more frogs.
I was just thinking, man, there was not enough frogs in Peru.
Especially Peruvian frogs, you know.
Yeah, somebody's going to get something off those frogs. And like,
don't touch them.
It's gonna take a while for those guys to come down from that high.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
Wow, man, three new frogs.
Oh, damn.
How we top that?
My wife's going to be so excited.
Good for them.
Congratulations on the birth of your son. Peru's got three new frogs.
Yeah.
We were running out of frog legs to get people, you know.
There you go.
Baby talk may be the reason why humans are the only speaking species on the planet.
What?
So basically what they were saying is they observed
us in conjunction with like the other apes that exist on the planet. And we by far and away communicate with our infants more than any other species as far as the apes go. So we had 70 times more direct vocalization with infants than like chimpanzees.
Really?
It was like 4,000 times more than bonobos, stuff like that. So we bougie bougie our babies, and that creates that communication link and kind of teaches the babies, the infants, like, oh, we actually need
this
to start
talking.
This is
how we communicate. I would argue orcas and whales, because they constantly communicate.
Right. Sure.
So I'm sure that that's different.
Right.
Because they hear noises and sounds all the time.
Right. And they're not saying that these apes don't make noises and sounds to their infants. We just do it at...
We have such a full vocabulary. Right?
Right. We do nothing but talk to our kids. Whereas they use a lot more movements. They use a lot more signals and,
Which makes sense because they're always in danger.
Sure.
Like, so for them, I would think, when you're in a place where it's a hostile environment, right? If you're living in those conditions, like, one, silence goes a long way.
Absolutely.
As far as community, like, don't tip off to the enemy or some apex predator where we're at. So I would definitely think, like, hand signals and motions would go a lot further.
Absolutely.
I think that's why our kids are soft.
Talking too damn much.
Yeah. We should be like a dog. Just bark at him.
Hey. Yeah. Get up.
A hot bath does more for your heart and immune system than a sauna does.
Really?
Oh. It's got to be a bath. Hot shower not cutting
it? You're a hot tub guy.
I love hot tubs.
I love a sauna.
I love a sauna. I love a steam.
I like getting hot.
My issue is, my tub's just too small.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable. My knees are bent.
Have you tried to take a bath in your home?
Not this latest home. No,
it's impossible. I'm sorry.
It sucks.
It's pointless. Right. I don't even know why I have this thing. If I had a dog, it'd be different. If I had a child, it would be different.
Yeah.
I can't.
The last time I took a bath in my own home was an ice bath because I had like pulled a muscle.
Oh God.
Mine was because I had a hemorrhoidectomy and I had to sit in there with Epsom salts.
So for guys, it's usually medicinal. I don't know the last time I've taken a bath.
The last like real one, the last time I drew myself a bath was I was just at a hotel in Salt Lake City. It was like an old school one. And it had a massive tub. So I was like, all right, I'll take a little bath.
Grab a little drink.
When I do, I go back in time and say, my eyes are getting pruny. Better get out of the tub.
I know. No kidding, dude.
No, look at that. I have to get up and out of here.
Water's all brown now.
Damn it.
Oh. Well, when you're a kid, you bathe in the tub.
Quit farting in the tub, dude.
You know?
Yeah, kids, man.
When you got the tub when you were a kid, man, you came out and looked like oil.
Yeah, there was always a ring. I just thought that was normal. Then I became an adult, so I'm like, no, that's a kid.
You're filthy, dude.
That's disgusting.
I think the adult equivalent of a bath is one of those waterfall showers from like above your head.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
Again, only at a hotel, but...
New research suggests that zoning out may actually be helping your brain learn.
What?
I'm going to tell them that at the next meeting.
Right. No, I'm learning.
I'm busy learning, brother.
Basically, it was...
I learned more from zoning out than I do from listening to you guys.
So daydreams have teaching moments.
For the most part. So when you zone out, your brain is subconsciously finding patterns throughout our world, basically. Okay. And so it's learning about the things that we don't actively learn about. It's just...
observe and report.
You figure when you are zoning out, you're just kind of staring at whatever textures you're seeing or colors that you've got going on. So it's just kind of reverting back, and it's just giving it that time to put things where it needs to be.
Instead of listening to your dumb ass go on and on at this meeting.
Yeah, right. Learn to read faces.
Yeah. Read the room, boss.
I've literally been talking to people where I see them glaze over, and I immediately finish my story.
It's
like, I'm drawing this out way too damn long. I can't do it.
We had one meeting afterwards. Mike just goes up to me and goes, you didn't say anything. Your face said it all.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, I was not down for that.
Did you just walk in and steal our barbecue?
Oh, no kidding.
I'm doing that next time.
That's gutsy, dude.
We're all walking in.
Yes.
If you got a pizza, whatever, give me a slice of that.
Sorry, a little inside baseball there. Microsoft is doing away with the blue screen of death.
And doing what with it?
They're turning it into a black screen of death.
Okay.
That's really all they're doing.
That's it.
They're just switching it up, which I don't like.
Is there any reason why they're switching the color?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it because I was too pissed about it. Like, what? I thought the same thing. Why are you getting rid of the blue screen?
What is the point?
Yes, it's a screen that we don't want to see. However, it has become synonymous that when this screen shows up, take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because your stuff's broken. It's perfect.
Now when it goes black, screens go black all the damn time.
They do.
Well, I understand that. They don't want a negative connotation on their color. You know?
But that was a very specific color.
Because the product
color.
Doesn't work.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't worry about the color. Worry about the product.
Right. Jeez, a whiz. Experts are alerting people that artificial dyes can be found in nearly 20% of our packaged foods, most of those aimed at children.
Of course.
Because they respond to the artificial dyes.
I was going to say, look at kids' food.
Right.
Look at Crunch Berries. Look at shredded wheat.
That's why they're eating Tide Pods, because it looked like their food.
Yes.
Right.
I like those sour belts.
But they're
like rainbow colors. This is
natural.
Yeah.
There's a group of scientists looking to collect thousands of poop samples for a microbe doomsday vault.
I wish they'd let me know.
Yeah, right?
I'd have hooked them up. Why are they putting poop in the doomsday vault?
To basically have a diverse microbiome.
Okay.
For if things go belly up, we now have everybody's poop so that we can... We can diversify and make sure that we keep the guts all going.
That is thinking.
And yet again, this goes back to the gut. We've been talking about it forever. This is the growing topic. Everybody's talking about their gut now.
Yeah.
So finally, I've had enough about it. Let's just freaking learn about it.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah.
So let's learn about our gut, damn it. The Men's Room
Top 10. 10 reasons why your
damn it,
gut
I knew
is
oh, wait.
In 10
there you
reasons
go. My bad.
Why your gut is incredible. Well, for one thing, dad bods are still in, but I don't think the fabricated social construct of what people believe is ideal represents what a real dad bod is. It's seasoned, it's got scars, divots, scabs, that weird flaky patch of skin that stays red and irritated. Hidden pockets of lint. Why, just move that belly around and take a gander inside that belly button. I bet there's something in there that could cure thrills, hiccups. Ooh, a Lego and a Lucky Charms marshmallow moon. Anyway, your gut. Tell you what, you earned it. So what if it means you've got a lot more of the bad fat surrounding your vital organs? You had a good run. No one's expecting you to make it past 72 anyway, if you're lucky. Positive Friday.
Dear God.
Jesus.
Do you like Lucky Charms, Steve? I know that you're big on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but...
I dig Lucky Charms.
Okay.
I don't love them, but, you know, I
get
you.
You get down with it.
No artificial dyes there.
No, none at all. You ever had the bag of just the Charms?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part of the cereal.
You just want the doggone Cheerios?
Oh, the marshmallows are terrible.
I know.
They're dry little hard pieces of crap.
Well, they're not supposed to be dry. You put them in the milk and it soaks.
It's terrible.
So this is.
I'm with Mike, but I'm also like an 80-year-old man. I'll still eat circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts. Even elephants don't eat circus peanuts.
No, they don't.
No, they're not good for them.
10 reasons why your gut is incredible. They start off by saying you contain legions. Inside every one of us, there is a vast microbial civilization. Although estimates vary, it seems that there's roughly the same number of bacteria living in you as there are cells in your body.
Damn.
Yeah, the latest estimate suggests that
pay some rent.
Reference man has 38 trillion bacteria in his body. Yes. Because bacteria are much smaller than human cells, they only weigh roughly 7 ounces.
Really?
Yeah.
All those trillions.
All them trillions.
7 ounces of bacteria.
7 ounces.
Stomach is really having its time right now, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's hot.
It's really hot.
People really care about it now.
Your stomach lining produces hydrochloric acid strong enough to burn your skin.
Mm-hmm.
On average, each day you produce up to 17 cups or 4 liters of gastric juice, which includes stomach acid. So how does your stomach lining avoid being burned? Steve knows.
Snot.
It secretes a protective alkaline substance to help neutralize the acid. The stomach lining also produces mucus to protect itself. As he said, it's snot.
Mm-hmm.
And your stomach only makes acid when it's needed, so when the food shows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only time that you start producing acid. They say it's cool to drool. Again, these are reasons why your gut is incredible.
Good news, Billy.
They say while we're on the subject of bodily fluids, let's give a shout out to saliva. Several glands in your mouth produce it, and saliva contains enzymes so that digestion can get started even before you swallow.
Boom, click, boom, click, boom.
Saliva also acts as a lubricant to help you swallow and contains antimicrobial compounds to kill off unwelcome microbes.
That's why I spit on that thing.
Each day, how many cups do you think that you produce of saliva every day?
I'd say two.
Two?
I'd say four.
Four, ten. You two were actually on it. It's 2 to 6 cups.
Oh, okay.
I'm producing too much.
You're just a friggin' bastard.
But sometimes right before you throw up, you get an extra cup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you like your mouth starts watering. Like, uh-oh.
Bleh. Let's see. Your gut competes with your brain. It says your gut is a hotbed of nervous activity. The so-called enteric nervous system is a vast network of neurons in your gut. Some experts call it your second brain.
Oh, cool.
In fact, you could consider it your first brain because, evolutionarily speaking, it came before your head brain. Although the enteric nervous system is influenced by the central nervous system, which is your brain and spinal cord, it can operate independently. And incredibly, your gut produces more neurotransmitters, chemical signals used by your nervous system, than your brain does. Your gut produces a startling 95% of your serotonin.
Damn. You think your gut asked your brain, why'd you eat that?
No kidding, dude.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I think my brain's like, by Saturday night, it's like, here we go again.
Right. And that clarity usually comes when you start throwing up again.
All they gotta say
why
is,
why did I do that?
You can drink a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's the miracle of your stomach.
Right.
Because Coca-Cola will take the pain off your car.
That's battery acid. Exactly.
So if your stomach can handle that, that's all you need to know.
Exactly. 10 reasons why your gut is incredible. The gas station. Farts, wind, gas, flatulence. We all experience it, and it's important. If air is in your digestive tract, it needs to get out. Some experts suggest that we fart on average 15 times a day, 600 if you're Steve the Thrill Hill, ranging from a few times up to 40. Others give an average range of 12 to 25 toots per 24 hours. Says you might think that you break less wind than that, and you might, but remember that you also fart when you're asleep, Ted.
I know.
And you're not counting. As far as volume, people produce around 2 to 8.5 cups every day. Cups of fart.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. A survey of 100 men and 100 women concluded that the gut is 22 to 30 feet long. He's talking about the size here.
Yeah.
That's about the length of a school bus, or if you prefer, almost twice as long as a giraffe's is tall.
So they consider the intestines part of the gut.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The scientists behind the survey also found that on average, men had longer guts than women, and the gut is longer in a younger person than in an older adult.
Really?
Interestingly, the gut length doesn't correlate with height, but it does with weight. Heavier people have longer guts.
Wouldn't it be a good idea maybe
what's up, long gut?
Just get like 8 feet cut out, right?
Right.
And then you can poop faster. And you can eat more.
I think that's part of a surgery, is taking some of your intestine away, right. and that actually does help.
Because people have all kinds of diverticulitis, all this different
right,
stuff.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, just take 8 feet out, Doc.
Just clip that out there.
Seriously, why not?
Just clip it out. It says, now that you know the distance that food travels through your body, it won't surprise you to learn that it takes a while to get all the way from one end to the other. ZOE's iconic Blue Poop Challenge. Have
blue
you guys heard this?
Poop challenge.
It timed the journey of muffins that contain blue dye from the mouth to the toilet bowl. How long do you think it took to go from the mouth to the toilet bowl?
I wish I was part of that experiment.
That'd be interesting.
I would find that fascinating.
Right?
I'm looking for my blue turd. I'm going to say 15 hours.
15 hours. Any other guesses?
I'll say 48.
48 hours. Okay.
I'll split the difference. Say 24.
Ted, you're the closest without going over. Average took 28.7 hours for the muffins to make that entire trip.
Huh.
Now, of course, there's variation. There were some people that did it in under 14 hours. We all have different guts to a degree here.
That's why I like eating corn.
You can track it.
Kale. Correct. Kale's good.
You feel like a rabbit after you eat corn.
But I was just saying, corn doesn't break down, so you can tell if your digestive system's working. If it shows up 3 days later, something might be wrong.
Exactly.
Right. Didn't I eat this last week?
Exactly. Let's talk about the gut rumbles. When you're hungry, you might have noticed a rumbling, grumbling sound that emanating from your insides. It's called,
Borborgus, something like that.
Borborgimic. It's caused by a peristalsis, wave-like muscular contractions that help push your food through your gut.
Oh.
Although it's the strongest after eating, it also starts up when your intestines have been empty for a couple of hours. It helps clear out all of the debris from your last meal.
Debris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Called hunger contractions. And I will leave you with this last and final reason why your gut is absolutely incredible. And it's all about what we talk about when it comes to guts. It's your immunolinks. An incredible 70% of your entire immune system resides in your gut. This makes sense when you consider that the gut constantly deals with the outside world. Food, which potentially contains dangerous microbes, is regularly in contact with this part of your body, so the immune systems in your gut must be on alert. But at the same time, they are tightly regulated so that they don't start destroying your good gut bacteria. In fact, your gut microbiome helps train your immune system with an incredibly complex balancing act.
Hmm.
Damn. There you go. Some fun, incredible
facts.
All right,
gut. Didn't know you were working so hard.
And that's why you need to care about it. A driver in Florida managed to make driving 115 miles on the freeway, 150 miles an hour on the freeway, even more dangerous, Miles.
How could you do that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, if we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Master Keto!
and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country superstar Leanne Rimes.
Superstar.
She was, look, if I've heard of her, you must be a superstar. Either way, if you're like me, you also did not know that Leanne Rimes had a lot of dental surgeries and now has a bridge where her front teeth are. Well, this past Saturday, Leanne was performing a concert, and during her song Can't Fight the Moonlight, her teeth fell completely out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They fell completely.
Can you sing without teeth?
Well, apparently not, because she immediately stopped, told the audience, hold on. She runs to the side of the stage, pops her teeth back in, and then even worse than that,
oh my God,
she had to keep pushing her teeth back in every few lines while she was singing for the rest of the concert.
Oh wow.
God.
That is...
Wow. I'm with Miles. It seemed like, I'm sure she didn't want the photograph of it, but it seems like you just leave it out and sing.
Man, try to sing without your teeth. You're teeth performing a singing. Concert, though,
pushing,
man.
I don't
you're pushing
know.
Your tongue against your teeth sometimes.
I mean,
right?
Just, like, yeah. Put your lip or your
right.
teeth.
Your
and teeth now imagine rare. You paid money to hear a performer sing, and they're talking to you like Biff.
Like Biff.
Man.
Oh, man, a rock.
I mean, right.
Tour is called The Pudding Years.
Oh, no. Yeah. The Pudding Years.
Yeah, sponsored by, what's it, Sativia?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, no, you know what Eddie likes. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it like you do it on stage, baby.
Yeah. Unfortunate for her, yeah.
You don't need them. Seriously. A little bit.
Thing into the microphone.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.